This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palkat. The stakes are high for the U.S. Senate race in the state of Georgia, and both President Donald Trump and President-elect Joe Biden know it. President Trump is wrapping up a rally in the southern state, urging Republicans in a conservative area to turn out to vote in Tuesday's special election. The election will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control the Senate. The president said himself, the stakes in this election could not be higher. He also repeated the false claim that he won the presidential race in Georgia. Election officials from both political parties have stated publicly that the election went well, and international observers confirmed there were no serious irregularities. President-elect Biden spoke at a drive-in rally in the state earlier on Monday, saying Georgia can chart the course, not just for the next 4 years, but for the next generation. Biden noted that Georgians had voted in record numbers in November, notching him a narrow win in the state. He added, "And now we need you to vote again in record numbers." On Monday, the president-elect also denounced President Trump, saying he spends more time whining and complaining than he does working on solving the pandemic. The Senate campaign stops come after Georgia's top election official, Brad Raffensperger, said on Monday that President Trump had pushed him to take what he called an inappropriate call. On the call, which was recorded and published by U.S. media, the president is heard asking the Secretary of State to find more votes and overturn his November presidential election defeat in the state. Two Democratic members of Congress asked FBI Director Christopher Wray on Monday to investigate the call. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A national lockdown for England as the region continues to fight the surge in COVID-19 cases. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson made the announcement Monday evening in a televised address.
You may only leave home for limited reasons permitted in law, such as to shop for essentials, to work if you absolutely cannot work from home, to exercise, to seek medical assistance, such as getting a COVID test, or to escape domestic abuse.
The current surge is gaining speed due to a more contagious variant of the virus, and the Prime Minister said urgent action must be taken to slow the spread and relieve pressure hospitals are under. The lockdown is expected to last until mid-February. Saudi Arabia will lift a years-long embargo on Qatar. That's according to Kuwaiti Foreign Minister announced the deal on Kuwaiti TV on Monday. The agreement reached to open airspace and land and sea borders between Saudi Arabia and Qatar will be signed at the Gulf Cooperation Council Summit in Saudi Arabia on Tuesday. Saudi King Salman will chair the gathering. Qatar's leader is now expected to attend the meeting for the first time since borders were sealed more than 3 years ago. A British judge has ruled Julian Assange cannot be extradited to the United States because of the risk he will commit suicide. Assange is the founder of the whistleblowing website WikiLeaks. The district judge delivered the verdict Monday. The judge saying procedures described by the U.S. that Assange would be kept in almost solitary confinement meant that the U.S. prison system could not prevent him from taking his own life. Assange faces 18 U.S. federal charges relating to allegations of hacking, theft of classified material, and the disclosure of the identities of U.S. informants. Prosecutors have appealed the verdict. The judge said she had reached the verdict after considering evidence from psychiatrists who said that Assange was planning to commit suicide if he were to be extradited. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador offered political asylum to Assange on Monday. It's a move that could anger the United States. López Obrador said he wanted his foreign minister to ask Britain if it could release Assange so Mexico could offer him asylum. The Mexican government also said on Monday it would come up with a plan to deal with migrants stuck in the country as a result of outgoing President Trump's policies. He also stressed that Mexico is not to blame for the flows of people. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.